Thanks for tuning in to Fried Gay Tomatoes Podcast. If you're new to the channel, I'm Gay Fieri. Today, we will be discussing LGBT rights and how it relates to the award-winning book Fried Green Tomatoes. This book provides a glimpse of the past in the shoes of lesbian lovers, at a time when LGBT people were severely criminalized. We'll discuss how rights for the LGBT community have changed. We'll also take a look at ELPS, a local school, and how the LGBT youth are treated, and how gay people are portrayed in the media. If you're here to be informed, buckle up and join us on our magical ride. If you're here to troll and bash us, exit the podcast now, and have a good day.
Don't forget to check out the newest sponsor, the LGBLT Sandwich Co. Buy one, get one free for only $6. Quality and quantity at your local LGBLT Sandwich Co.
For our first topic, we'll take a look at how the media portrays LGBT people with Lillian Nash.
In the book Fried Green Tomatoes, we have two lesbian characters, Iggy and Roof, who are implied being in a relationship. However, the author never flat out says that they're gay, or there's no kissing scenes or declare of romance, nothing like that. And that's partially because of when this book was made. However, LGBT representation varies widely in the media, depending on the form of media, and when it was produced. One common trait I've noticed is many LGBT characters in video games are villains, mentally ill, or not even human. For example, Trevor from GTA 5 is gay, but he's also bipolar and violent. In Dead Rising 2, twin sisters Crystal and Amber are implied being in an incestuous relationship. However, healthy, normal, same-sex relationships are being depicted in single developer games. LGBT media is now becoming more common, especially in TV. For example, there is an LGBT couple present in the show Modern Family. However, these characters are still based off of stereotypes. But we see more progress with shows like Queer Eye, where we see actual gay people helping others in their community. But we see the most progressive LGBT representation in children's shows. For example, we see a lesbian marriage of two characters in the show Steven Universe. And the main character, Steven, is feminine, and he's even cross-dressed in the show. In Adventure Time, the two main female characters are a couple. Even Gravity Falls has an, albeit very minor, gay couple. Unfortunately, most of these couple reveals are near at the end of the show since TV networks fear backlash, but it's still progress.
Now, we'll take a look at a young student who will tell us her experience being a lesbian at her school. I'm here with Adeline Purston at East Lansing High School. How are you, Miss Adeline?
I'm good, thanks. It's nice to be here with you.
So, Adeline, are there many students or staff that are part of the LGBT community?
I know of a good handful of students that identify with the community, but none of the staff are.
How do the other students treat you, knowing you're part of the community?
Honestly, the school is very diverse, but it remains pretty homophobic. Especially among the boys, you know, those known to be gay and harshly bullied by the majority of straight boys and even girls. It's not always easy to be yourself, because you don't want to be judged by others. But I think it's because there's a lot of toxic masculinity here.
Would you say that's because of the anti-gay atmosphere?
Yes.
And how do you feel safe at school being gay?
Yes, but not entirely comfortable. There's a lot of slurs used against my identity, and it really chips at your self-esteem.
Do you feel safe enough to talk to counselors or the principal about this problem with homophobia?
Even if I felt comfortable discussing the problem, I mean, they wouldn't really know what to do about it. They could put up posters to promote LGBT equality, but knowing my school, many people would either ignore or mock this idea.
What do you think the school could do to help spreading the anti-homophobic atmosphere and teach students it's okay to be gay.
I feel like we need to incorporate lessons like similar to ICD to teach people of the culture and history of the LGBT community. Students need to be taught to respect those who are different from you and treat those around you kindly. Many people just have stereotypes about our community, and we can reestablish the mindsets regarding the community and inform people more about us so that we won't have to be alienated or bullied any longer.
Well, I couldn't have put it better myself. Thank you for your time, Adeline.
Been a pleasure.
This is Gay Fieri reporting from ELHS High School.
Check out Hooler and stream networks with an unlimited selection of TV shows, movies, and games. Use the code TOMATOES, in all caps, to get a 40% discount on your first month of membership.
And now, Jada Koons with a wonderful speech for your listening pleasure.
A lot of LGBT youth don't feel as though they'll be accepted by their friends and family for being who they are. Not only do they feel unaccepted, but they also feel unsafe. 1 in 5 members of the LGBT community have experienced harassment or abuse because of their sexuality. And among thousands of LGBT youth that were surveyed, 95% of them reported not being able to sleep. We should not be letting our children have a fear of being harassed or abused because others don't think they deserve basic human rights. LGBT youth are denied rights that every human should have, but they also have a higher depression and suicide rate than their counterparts. Being supportive of these kids and helping them be comfortable with who they are is the only way we can decrease these negative emotions that they face. LGBT youth are discovering who they are and are becoming comfortable with their sexuality, so why shouldn't we? In Fried Green Tomatoes, we witness Iggy confess her love to Ruth. Keeping in mind that back then being gay was a major crime and that could get you killed. But Iggy was only a child and accepted that she loved Ruth for who she was no matter what the law is. So would we burn a 16-year-old at the stake because they have strong emotional feelings for someone they deeply care about, just because these two people happen to be the same gender? I would hope your answer is no. If we can accept people for the color of their skin, then we can accept people for who they love. If we have open hearts and help guide the youth of today, the human race can have a bright and promising future.
I'm just like, holy shit, when do I breathe? I'm just like, holy shit.
Okay, to recap, we talked about LGBT portrayal in the media, especially in TV and video games, which needs more work but is still going in a good direction. We interviewed a student at our own high school about her experiences being a lesbian and her thoughts on how we can improve awareness and acceptance of LGBT folks. We also had a moving speech about Iggy and Ruth, as well as facts about the terrible stuff most LGBT people have to go through. A compelling reason to be more accepting of the community. This was Fried Gay Tomatoes, and that's a wrap.
So today we're interviewing Mallory about a streaming app called Tubi TV. Mallory, what's your favorite feature about the app?
I like that you can choose different sections, you know, for like who you like to look up. Like they have an LGBTQ, you know, community, so I like to go on that a lot.
They also have many more sections besides this. They have anime, they have Spanish television. They
I like
have,
watching that one.
They have pretty much anything you can think of on Tubi TV. You don't even have to sign up to start streaming. Tubi TV. Go on there today.